Have mercy on me, my God. Have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I will cry out to God Most High, to God who vindicates me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebukes those who hotly pursue me. For God sends forth his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I am forced to dwell amongst ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart, O Lord, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, amongst the nations. I will sing of you amongst the people. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
A reading from the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 6, beginning at verse 13. When God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. And so, after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. People swear by something greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where our forerunner, Jesus, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever, in the order of Melchizedek.
There are times when we need to think about the truth of our faith with earnestness, weighing up the witness of Scripture, the message of the apostles, the teachings across the ages, the experience of living in the world, and even maybe a philosophical rationality. There are times, however, when we have to. There are times when we have to probe set answers, when we have to consider the history of doctrine and practice. Some of us are more critically inclined than others, some more intellectually curious than others, some more able to entertain complex thoughts than others, some more practical than others, some more emotionally healthy than others. But I think for all of us, there are also times when we have to throw ourselves at God, when our soul takes refuge in the Lord. There are times when this is our response to the world becoming a bit too much. Some may experience direct hostility with personal attacks. For others, the work piles up and we get little rest. For yet others, personal relationships are beset by difficulties. For some, their dreams die and they feel that life has passed them by. Some may feel intimidated by the damaging conversations all around them. We may ask ourselves among what people we live who repeatedly choose destruction and ugliness over regeneration and beauty. The world may seem a threatening place where little security and comfort can be found. It is in times such as these that we need to run into the hands of God and feel the embrace of our sustainer, just as children run into the arms of their father or mother. That is when we seek shelter under the wings of the Almighty, just as a chick snuggles under the wings of the mother dove or the father eagle. While Jesus longed to gather the people of Jerusalem under his wings like a mother hen gathers her chicks, during the Old Testament there were probably no domestic hens, so that they referred to other birds they saw protecting their young. But the picture is clear, one of care and protection. And that is also an image for our relationship with God, particularly when the storms of life pass over us, whether it is in our personal circumstances or the craziness of the world. And when we rely on God, when we seek His presence, then we can receive new strength. We can experience His help. The psalm even can talk of salvation, for at that time God does save us from the worst effects of the difficult times we encounter. In Jesus, we have found an anchor for the soul, as the writer of Hebrews expresses it. We have a stable point even when we are in the waters of uncertainty. We can hold on to this, that God does love us, has given us everything in Jesus, and that we are heirs to the promises of God's goodness. In Jesus is our salvation, our forgiveness in this world and the next, our purpose and direction, and our hope of new life in all its goodness. In Jesus, we are connected to God's love that has gone through the veil of human tears, through the terrors of death, and on to resurrection and new life, and is now a mediator between heaven and earth, between the eternal and temporal. And so in Jesus, something of the heavenly glory shines into our troubled presence. Touched by this moment of heaven, our soul can be nourished, our innermost being assured, our sadness turned into joy. We can join in the praises of all creation and sing, "Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth." From a moment of despair, we can return refreshed. So at times, there is a need to retreat from the turbulent world into the quiet presence of God, to experience God's salvation, and then to be strengthened, and once strengthened, to return to the world, to witness to God's goodness and sing songs of gladness. It is also those experiences that can inform our more philosophical thoughts or of truth and of ultimate purpose. The love of God, as shown in Jesus Christ, is our anchor that can hold and guide our lives at all times. Amen.